This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's also Warriors Wednesday, brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. There's a super chat from YouTube I want to read, but let's address what Chris said first. He has a point. He has a point. However, he also admitted that it comes from fandom. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's okay. But simply the idea, he's saying, if you believe that Jimmy Butler's arrival now makes the Warriors a playoff team, and I do, raise his hands, then your fandom looks at these players and starts looking at potential matchups, and you can talk yourself into the idea that those all-time greats, Steph and Draymond and Jimmy Butler, will win that series. So I get it. I think he's completely got a point. What I'd also say about that, though, is I do think we're largely, at least at this moment, we're playing tricks on ourselves. Like, I love how we go, oh, Oklahoma City? Well, they've never done it before, so the Warriors will beat them. Dude, they're awesome.
They're good, yeah.
They are fantastic. They are impossible to beat in their building, and they have already essentially clinched home court advantage throughout the playoffs.
Yes, but they've had trouble with the Jimmy-less Golden State Warriors this year.
That's true.
And even going back to last year, where I believe the Warriors split four games with OKC, and it's a matchup that it favors OKC on paper, but when you get into these games and we talk about all the clutch games and all the rest of it, I think that Golden State has a puncher's chance against any of these teams, and it's a little bit different this year than it was last year, especially now with Jimmy Butler, because you have another one of these guys who, when you get late into a game, you feel like you've got a dude who can make the plays necessary to win these games. And no disrespect to Andrew Wiggins, and you have to say this when you praise Jimmy Butler,
yep,
when you relate it to what has come before, because without Andrew Wiggins, they don't win in 22, and I want to make sure that I say that until I'm blue in the face.
Yeah, but you don't have to. Jimmy Butler's better than Andrew Wiggins.
No, but I have to say that when I talk about what Jimmy means for this team,
sure,
in clutch moments and in late game.
And like, can't we just move forward in this life with two things in ink? Put them in ink, okay?
Andrew, let me get my pen.
Yeah, get Andrew, you are a forever Warrior. You helped win a championship. That's it, dude. You are minted in this town and with this organization. Okay, that's end of one point.
Okay.
Here's the next point.
You're about to S all over Andrew.
Jimmy Butler's a better player than you.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Onward.
Right.
I don't find that hard.
I don't either. And I also think that when you talk about this year and playoff series and you think about what might be if it's the Warriors against fill in the blank, and I know they have to get there first, Steiny. I can hear you in the back of my head saying they're not even a playoff team yet, and you're right, but we're playing the hypothetical game, and if they go up against any of the other teams in the West in a series, a best of seven, I would rather have Jimmy Butler than I would Andrew Wiggins. Even though I know that Andrew can do what he did 3 years ago, I know what Jimmy has done with an 8 seed in Miami, and I know the kind of player that he is, and I do believe he's highly motivated, and I do think that he is a better fit he's also a better player, as you were saying. So if you get into a series with Jimmy and Draymond and Steph and the rest of this cast of characters, I do like their chances against anybody.
Here's what we're reacting to, and it's kind of it pairs with what Draymond did at All-Star Weekend. Jimmy Butler, Virgin Radio in Dubai.
My pocket's going to fill it from the taxes, but, you know, the taxes were great in Miami. But I'm so happy over there. Organization's top-notch. Obviously, you know, I get to play with Steph, so I'm a fan of him just like 99.9% of the world. And, you know, a chance of winning the championship, what more can you ask for? And Draymond's on the team.
Me and Draymond
get along quite well. Yeah. Play a lot of dominoes.
Fun. It feels like, I mean, I feel like he's fun as well.
Oh, he's the best. And you don't realize how great he is until you actually get on his team and how smart and how he'll do anything to win. And I respect that the most out of anything. It's all about winning all the time with that dude. I'm learning.
So these are the Warriors. Jimmy Butler is using the word championship. Draymond Green is guaranteeing a championship. Sure, they're wearing the jersey. They're inside the building. There's two questions. One is, it's sort of just like, A, do you agree? And then the other side is sort of like, do you think it's a good thing that the Warriors are talking about this? Let's refer back to Stan Van Gundy, who joined us yesterday, because he kind of answered both of those. First one, do you agree? Like, does this now make the Warriors a contender?
Well, look, I mean, it's a great move up, and I think Mike Dunleavy did an outstanding job making that move without giving up any of their young players. So I think everybody in San Francisco's got the right to be excited. Do I think it makes them a contender with Oklahoma City, Memphis, the Lakers, Houston? No, I don't. But it's a step up, and they certainly, I think, would have a chance to get into playoffs and win a series.
I think what Stan's saying is pretty fair. I really do.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty fair. It's a step up. Are they better? Yes. Are they a playoff team? Yes. Could they win a series? Sure. Championship? No.
Yeah.
No.
That's very fair.
Yeah.
Like, step up. You're 10, and a step up would be 9, 8, 7, maybe 6. I don't think you climb higher than that. So step up, you know, green check mark. Are you better? Agreed, green check mark. Could you win a series? Absolutely. I do think it depends on who you play. Can you win a championship? Well, now you're talking about winning 4 series and 16 games, and that's why I said earlier in the crossover, if I put the over-under on 4.5 playoff wins, which would mean you'd win at least one series and not be swept, like, where would you put it? And I should have had them answer, Steiny and Goo, maybe tomorrow I could have them answer, but, like, do they win a series is basically what that comes down to. If you had to guess right now, going into the final 25 games of the regular year and the playoffs, if they get there, they win a series?
Can they? Yes.
Would they? Will they? If you had to predict, and I'm not going to make you bet your $20,000.
No.
You would bet no.
Well, here's what I can only answer you by trying to remove my emotions.
Right.
I want them to so bad.
Of course, the emotional mark would say, you know, parade route. Yeah. Let's do it again.
Right. And so
it was one of our first shows we did.
Can they? Yes. Do I want them to? Yes. All of those things. But I'll answer it in a very mathematical way. If you were to place odds on what you're saying, which one would be the favorite? The Warriors at over or under 4.5 playoff wins. If Vegas was given that number and had to install one of those as the favorite or put odds to it, what do you think they would do? What's the favorite?
It would be probably 2-1 odds against them winning a series.
I think it's clearly the under.
Yeah.
It's clearly the under.
Yeah, but it's closer than you would think. And I mean,
I don't know. You know what I mean? I mean, like, that's where you do hearken back to we're projecting. Because in this moment, they still, the 10 seed. They're the 10 seed. You don't bet on the 10 seed to win a playoff series. And so you can project that they're going to be better and come out of this. And you can sit here and act like they're all going to be healthy the rest of the way. And that's done, even though it's not. So you factor all those things in. I think the under would definitely be the favorite there.
It's close because I just am looking at DraftKings and the odds to make the playoffs right now as we sit. The Warriors are -140, make the playoffs.
That's to make the playoffs.
To make the playoffs.
You're talking about to get to the second round.
Agreed. But if you want to talk about to make it to the second round, right now they are favored to make the playoffs, which means you're favored to have at least a series. And
yes,
if you went up against OKC, you probably would be 2.5 to 1
you're a big dog.
Underdog. Yeah. If you were against Memphis, you might be closer to even money, but it'd be a lot closer.
Is there any matchup right now that you see in the Western Conference where the Warriors would actually be favored in the series?
No. In the first round?
Yeah.
No, but no. I do think against Houston and Memphis, it'd be close.
Okay.
That would be, and I'll just say this, no matter who the Warriors play in the first round, that would be the closest odds-wise between the favorite and the underdog, I would predict.
I agree with you. Here's the other thing that Stan Van Gundy said, though. So, A, there's do you agree with Draymond and Jimmy Butler about championship contention? He says no. But here's the second side of it. Is it a good thing or a bad thing that these guys are talking that way?
I mean, a guy going out and expressing confidence in his own team, that's a good thing, especially with a young team like the Warriors. Now you have those young guys looking and saying, wow, a guy who's won multiple championships believes we've got what it takes to do things. So I think all of that stuff is a positive.
Okay, so to me, those are the two sides. You don't have to agree with him, but you can still see it as a good thing that the Warriors are talking this way. And for me, it's less about talking because I just think Draymond Green has become a wonderful broadcaster.
Yeah.
And I think he knows exactly what he's doing all the time. I more look at it through the eyes of Jimmy. Like when we listen to that quote that we've played a few times, what I think you can tell is that, my God, they feel great. They feel great. And like that's not going to beat OKC, but it sure doesn't hurt. This is the most relatable thing that's happening with Warrior basketball to me, for those of us out in the world who can't even jump more than 3 inches off of the ground. You want to relate to the Warriors? Just think in your life, whether it's your job, your relationships, anything. How much more can you achieve when you are feeling so good about yourself? I think it doubles. It triples. It quadruples. It's all of those things. And one thing I very much notice, and I acknowledge honeymoon period, but the Golden State Warriors feel great about themselves right now.
Yeah, and they should.
So,
they've won 3 of 4, and you know, you go into the break, and you're in a certain spot, and you look around you in the conference, and you could think that Dallas got, maybe they didn't get better, but they didn't get a lot worse, and then now Anthony Davis is out for a month, there's a shocker, a month or longer, and Sacramento's best player is gone. And so I do think you can look at some of your competition and think, okay, we got a leg up, and you mentioned Phoenix, and you've got some good sauces inside the building. And so Phoenix, a competitor, is now a mess. Sacramento traded their best player, and they got back a bucket getter who's never really helped anyone win. So you can look around the conference and think, all right, not only did we get better, but two or three of our rivals got worse.
We got a super chat on YouTube. Thank you for everybody who watches there and interacts there. I'll say that about the text line and the phones and Twitter and all of that stuff too. 888-957-9570 if you want to weigh in on whether or not the Warrior players should be talking about a championship right now, because multiple ones are. But the Super Chat says from Wow, if serious about a chip, trade Kuminga and Draymond.
Right. It's a little late for that.
Well, so. Right. But you get the point. Like some people, when we talk about this, they go, well, wait, we're not talking about this year.
Right. And but, I agree with that.
So then you can trade Kuminga and Draymond.
You can, but if you want to trade Kuminga, for me anyway, it would be a sign and trade where you would sign him to X amount of millions and then you would trade him and you would be able to get that much money back in return. You're not just going to trade him or you're not just going to let him walk for nothing in the offseason, especially after now you've got his restrictive rights. And I don't really see where you would sign Jimmy Butler and then trade Draymond Green. For me, you added an older guy, a veteran, an established player to your established veteran core. So if you do trade Draymond in the offseason, you're going to get $27 million back of player. Are you going to get, like, and we'll say Cam Johnson because he's a sexy young example, but if you traded Draymond and got Cam back and let's say another veteran who's making $5 or $6 million, are you better? I don't know if you can trade Draymond and get better in the offseason.
Well, I
wonder what that would be like.
Here's what I'd say. This is I'm going to try this analogy.
Yeah.
So the idea of the Warriors making more large trades. You ever seen somebody who's done multiple facelifts?
Oh, yeah.
How's that go?
With each successive facelift, it seems to get worse.
Exactly. So the point is...
You did your nose. That looks good. Oh, you did your lips and your nose. Well, those lips are a little clownish, and now you did your cheeks, and your butt was never that big. Okay?
So...
What's wrong with you people? I'm playing off his analogy.
I mean, but my analogy was about a face, and then you ended up in the butt.
You got to go south. You got to go south to get north, Grandy.
You don't have to go south.
Please keep talking, Dibs.
Okay.
I had a few more.
I'm sorry. Hang on. Am I not allowed to laugh?
No. Laugh. You can laugh when I'm trying to be funny.
I don't have any fun.
You tend to laugh when I make mistakes.
I laugh, period. I like to laugh.
Laugh. You can laugh. You're the funny guy. And the one time I'm trying to be funny, I get silence. Anyway, yes.
No, I'm laughing. I'm laughing right now.
And
you know what happens at the 5 o'clock hour. Yeah, sometimes I can't stop.
You get
stop
silly,
laughing.
Yeah. I had a couple more to talk about that were gravitationally based, but I'm going to leave that alone because Grandy's got his record finger ready.
You know what those would be?
It'd be a gravitational sensation is what that is.
Yeah. It's a gravitation sensation. It's got a rhyme.
Yeah. Gravitational sensational.
That would have worked, right. Too. See? That would have worked, too. Yeah. Anyway, point being,
her butt was never that big. Go ahead.
Point being is, once you fix something on your face, and then you look in the mirror and you're like, ooh, I don't like it. Let's fix that. And then we're going to fix the fix. And then you're going to fix the fix. And eventually you end up looking like Michael Jackson. And you are unrecognizable.
Mm.
And so I sort of feel that way in this moment about the Warriors. And it's why I was so skeptical a week and a half ago. Because my thought was, and I know the Warriors are still trumpeting this, like, we can still make moves. We're still flexible. We can still do this, that, or the other with our money. And I'm like, you can. But then again, if you're going to make a big move, I still believe you kind of have one. Because if you're just going to make a big move so that you can make another big move, and then you're going to make another big move, dude, you're becoming facelift person. And by the way, I got examples. Because you know who did this? Brooklyn did this. And Phoenix did this. And there are so many examples around sports where you're just like, oh, we don't like it, fix it. And then you fix it. And then you fix it. And you know what you end up with? James Harden's career. Keep searching, dude. Keep going. Rockets, Brooklyn, Philly, Clippers, blah, 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 blah. Eighth place, fifth place, fourth place, fifth place, fifth place. Like, no, you can't keep tinkering with this over and over and over again. So I think we've arrived at a spot now where this feels good after four games. Let's see where it goes next. Let's get Kuminga back in the fold. Option A needs to be dance with the damn date you brought. That's what I would say.
And maybe Botox in the offseason.
Well, of course.
Right.
Always. Sure. Always offseason Botox.
Right. And that would be like using the mid-level and, you know, doing something that's a little bit more cosmetic or, you know, a tummy tuck, something that's not going to be so overt as a nose job or some of the other grotesque facial cosmetic surgeries. I'm with you. And the Jimmy Butler one was a dramatic move, and it was a big move. And for me, that's like, okay, that's the one big cosmetic fix. Now let's go ahead and live out our life with this as how you look. And if it doesn't work, well then, you're just going to have to go ahead and just play it out and be who you are.
You know that they did inject some Botox into their face today.
By?
Let's go live to Mark Randy with this update on the Warriors roster.
Yeah, a couple of big roster moves today. The Warriors have officially signed Kevin Knox and Yuri Collins to 10-day contracts. Yeah. So now currently the Warriors are back up to 14 men, but they're going to have to do something once, of course, these 10-day contracts expire. Okay. Both those two dudes have been playing down in Santa Cruz this year.
Yeah, and yeah. Kevin Knox, by the way.
Not technically Botox, but Bo Knox.
I actually like that one, Dibs. I'm giving you a 4.
I'll take it.
A 4 is too much.
The pause and the uptick is what brought it on.
It had a little something to it.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Knox is an interesting guy because he's been doing very well down in Santa Cruz.
Averaging about 22-8 a game.
And this has been rumored for a while that the Warriors were going to bring him up and give a look. And if you're a big NBA fan, you may know that like Knox was a lottery pick. Kevin Knox was a lottery pick. And in fact, Dalton Johnson of NBC Sports Bay Area did a piece with him in anticipation of this move. And has now, it's an anticipation sensation. And so he has now released this piece. And within it, Knox talks about, he's like, I have the talent of a lottery pick. It's just a matter of me putting this all together. And he seems to indicate that at least individually as a person, he feels like he has. Now, I don't know what kind of opportunity he's going to get when he comes up. I don't know. I don't know how many minutes in this 10-day contract is Kevin Knox going to get. But he's an interesting guy.
Yeah.
He's got a little something in there.
And I guess he could look at such examples as Pat Spencer and Guy Santos and Quentin Post as G Leaguers who've come up with not a lot of expectation and gotten some minutes and actually made it count. So I mean,
you get a uniform on the Warriors, you get minutes.
Yeah.
That's been something this year. So
that was the draft. Go ahead, Grandy.
I was going to say really quickly, I think most of us have at least heard of Kevin Knox.
For sure.
Yuri Collins, undrafted out of Missouri in 2023, only 6 feet tall, leads the G League in assists, though, so far this year. He's been averaging 14 points and 10 assists per game.
See, I look at that as also part of the loss of Dennis Schroeder and the team not necessarily loving Brandon Pajemski as a backup point guard. So maybe, and if there's an injury or whatever too, like Steph Curry has a load management night, you need somebody else who can handle the ball, start an offense, what have you, maybe that's what he does. But again, what kind of opportunity do these guys get on 10-day contracts? I don't know.
Yeah, probably not a ton, but I do think you can sign more than just one 10-day. You can do a 10-day and then you get, I think, two, maybe three 10-day contracts.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how many, but they will have to either extend them another 10-day contract or make them a full-time offer because they have to stay at 14.
They have to, right. They've got those roster spots have got to be filled. So somebody is going to fill those the rest of the year, whether it's these guys on repeat or if they go in a different direction, find somebody outside the building.
And Kevin Knox was taken 9th in that draft in 2018, which was DeAndre Ayton goes 1, Marvin Bagley the 3rd, followed by Luka Doncic.
Uh-huh.
Did I get that right?
You did.
Jaren Jackson Jr., then Trae Young. And then,
oh, damn.
Then Mo Bamba, Wendell Carter Jr., Colin Sexton, Kevin Knox, followed by Mikal Bridges and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
No way.
Yeah, so.
Dude, that's a hot top. That was 11 picks that you just named?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's of the 11.
There's some players in there.
Right, and, you know, Mo Bamba, he's still playing, but he hasn't really popped. But
yeah, no, not all of them.
The Kings ended up with Marvin Bagley.
Of course, they ended up with Bags.
The number 2 pick.
Yeah.
And friend of the program, Travis Schlenk, famously drafted Luka at 3 and traded him to Dallas for Trae Young.
For Trae Young, yeah.
Which was the beginning of the end for Travis in Atlanta.
And probably the beginning of the end for Nico Harrison when he traded Luka Doncic.
Perhaps.
Don't trade Luka Doncic. That's the moral of the story if you're an NBA GM.
And Miles Bridges went after Gilgeous-Alexander, so a sneaky good draft of like solid, reliable players.
And Shai took a minute too, obviously. He had to get traded out to Oklahoma City before he's really developed into the player that he's become.
And of course, you remember the Warriors, Robert Williams went 27 to Boston, and then the Warriors with a 28th pick select from Cincinnati, Jacob Evans.
Oh! Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jalen Brunson went 5 picks later.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, those were.
I mean,
Jalen Brunson is not, I mean.
Oh, D'Anthony Melton in that draft, too.
Oh, really?
D-Melt.
When did he go?
He went 46th.
Well, that's a good second-round pick right there.
Yeah.
Those are good second-round picks. Really good second-round picks.
Kostas Antetokounmpo was the last pick taken.
By?
Giannis's brother.
Yeah, by?
By Philly.
Oh, I'm surprised it wasn't by Milwaukee.
I know, right?
Hey, Jay in Oakland, what's going on? Thanks for calling.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up?
Not much. Hey, so I'm curious, with Jimmy and Draymond coming out talking about championships, does that make it a proclamation sensation?
That's very good, Jay.
That's very good.
That's very, very, very
That's
good.
A buck.
Yeah. It does make it that, Jay. The answer is yes, it does.
thank you. Hey, but in seriousness, I don't have no problems with them coming out, but it's like Grandma used to say, believe nothing you hear and only half what you see. And my eyes tell me that this team has definitely gotten better, but I'm not sure if they're championship contenders quite yet. Quite yet. But I'm definitely excited about the direction that they're headed in, and I'm curious to see how this is all going to play out in the next 20-plus games or whatever they got. But to be honest with you guys, I'm a little conflicted because I usually don't like superstars, players coming out making a lot of these predictions because normally they don't pan out right. I mean, think of what's the Dallas Cowboys player? Micah Parsons. They won like two games last season, and he said they were going to win a championship, and they didn't even win the playoffs. So I hope they didn't jinx us, guys. That's all I got for you.
Okay, Jay, thanks for the call. Let me say this, especially as somebody who hosts a sports radio show. There is absolutely no penalty for incorrect predictions. There just isn't. And there shouldn't be, by the way. Like, that side of it, I mean, I don't know, he said, like, I hope they didn't jinx us. But obviously that's kind of woo-woo.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I agree.
There's no penalty for this. And that's kind of why I had the take that I did when I watched Draymond at All-Star Weekend. Why would you not come out with all kinds of unbelievably hot takes? And again, I'm not saying that all sports media does this if they don't believe it, but there's a way to package it, and Draymond has done it very, very well. And there's no penalty for this. We're in the toy department. This is the fun zone. You're allowed to make guesses and say what you feel. That's the only thing that bothers me. If I see something where I go, Steiny with his Mavs pick, I'm like, you don't think that. You don't think that.
Mavs in five.
If you think
might have been
that,
six.
If you think that and you're wrong, great. Great. We're all wrong all the time. All the time. If any of you have an app like the Underdog or Prize Picks or whatever, or if you bet games, or if you have a fantasy league or whatever, we're all wrong all the time. There's no penalty to that. In fact, I'd argue it gets pretty boring if you won't try some things. Like, try. Throw it out there. Then somebody can disagree.
Well, he hasn't made a prediction since.
Who?
Steiny. Since he got grilled for Mavs and six, that was the last prediction he made.
I cornered him a little too hard, so that's my bad.
You did.
But anyway.
That guy is such a D.
I think it's time
for him. It was wrong.
Yeah, it's time for him to come back out from under the covers, though. It's okay.
Yeah.
Again, it's just words. We're just sitting here having a stupid good time.
Well, to your point, Charles Barkley, year after year, a jump shooting team cannot win a title, and then they won four, and he came back and said it again, and now every time that the Warriors are brought up, he's down on the Warriors because it's his bit. It doesn't matter how right or wrong he is ever.
No. I mean, like, Skip Bayless has made a career out of this, that, the other about the Cowboys, and then as soon as it goes south, he plays that video of him crumpling up his Cowboy jersey, throwing it in the trash, and stomping off and putting it on the internet so that he can get 210,000 likes.
Works every time.
Works every time. There's no penalty to this. There's nothing bad about what Draymond did. He just has learned how to speak in a very firm, consumable, snackable, memorable way. And so there's nothing bad that can happen here. He, in fact, is insanely likely to be wrong. I mean, like...
Well, the odds are 65-1.
Thank you.
According to Vegas.
And they're probably a little low, because there's a Warrior tax.
Exactly.
Like, let's be real. The Warriors' odds are ahead of teams that are way ahead of them. Like, their odds are better than the Rockets. And the Rockets are, they have a sparkly record.
Right.
And the Warriors do not. So there's a Warrior tax because they have champions on their team. There's a pedigree, and they're one of the most expensive franchises in sports and all of that stuff.
Well, they have the same record as Sacramento, and you could argue that they're better than Sacramento, and you're probably right, but just looking at the mathematical reality of 55 games in, and you're both 28 and 27, yet the Warriors' odds to win the West and the title are far lower than Sacramento because of what you're talking about.
Yep.
And I do think part of it is, yeah, the Warriors team is better than Sacramento right now, but a lot of it is that tax that the sports books and the gambling shops have to put in because people are going to want to bet the Warriors based on their pedigree.
Did you know, and I know you do because you're looking at it with me, I think, the Golden State Warriors, you get a worse number on them winning the title than the T-Wolves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who were in the conference finals a year ago, have one of the best young stars in the game, and a better record than the Warriors.
Right, right.
You will get a higher number back on your dollar for the T-Wolves winning the title than the Warriors.
And I think a lot of that is the tax.
That's a tax.
It's only a 2.5 game difference between the two, but I think a lot of it is the tax and a certain amount of disbelief about Minnesota. Apologies to Coach Finchie and the fellas. Felt like last year was their year, and then they made the moves they made. Right, and I don't think the big trade has made them much better.
Well, and the guys got Liaz. First of all, it feels like anyone and Rudy Gobert is an odd fit. So there's that. And now guys are all hurt, too. Randall is hurt. Is DiVincenzo hurt? He's got to be hurt. I haven't heard anything about him in weeks. I don't know where the hell he went. But they've got a really interesting team on paper that just sort of feels like they've been lollygagging through the year.
Yeah, Dante has a toe injury. Oh, that's okay. Kept him out since mid-January, and he's still indefinite absence.
That's my guy. I like that guy. I wish that guy were still a Warrior.
Restaurant quality.
Yeah. He really, man, he blossomed last year, even more so after he left.
Well, he played too well to be kept because they couldn't afford him.
And then he played even better when he left.
Right.
Yeah. Anthony and Hayward next up on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Anthony. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys? So I just want to say I kind of like what Draymond did. If, you know, you put it in the universe, good things will happen. And like you guys said earlier, it does a lot of good things for the youngsters because, hey, he's a champion, coming from a champion. We got a chance. They're going to play harder. And I think Jimmy is a big difference. And like you guys said earlier, like a couple teams got weaker and we got stronger. So, I mean, everything changes. It's 0-0 once you hit the playoffs. So we always have a chance, especially with Curry.
There's no doubt about that. Anthony, thank you very much. I mean, I'm thankful for this from this standpoint, because like I'll answer one of our own questions that we threw out. Like if you were sort of down on the Jimmy Butler trade when it happened, are you already ready to do an about face? And my answer to that is going to feel maybe a little bit flimsy, because in a large sense, I'm going to say no. I'm actually not ready to say that there aren't still some worries about the Jimmy Butler trade. But there are little pieces, little aspects of the conversation where I will say, yep, I was wrong. First of all, look, it clearly makes them better. But do you know what I definitely underestimated? My God, it has really excited the base, which is fascinating because the name leading up to the deadline didn't. It didn't. It really felt like settling because he was so ticked off in Miami. He's 35. He's expensive. He wanted an extension that I sat here and said, I don't want to give Jimmy Butler an extension. You want to give Jimmy Butler an extension at age 35? I didn't want to do that. And so I really do think a lot of us sat here and looked at Butler and went, that doesn't feel like an exciting move. And then it happened. We watched a couple games. I haven't heard the Warrior fan base sound like this for a long time. Literally, like a couple years since
activated.
They've been this excited about what they're about to see.
Probably since the title year, because off the title, you had you know, you got maybe into the
year after.
And the year after, the way that kind of went was a little bit of a disappointment. And then the year after that was all about Clay being disgruntled and,
totally,
you know, hunting shots, and you couldn't make it out of the play-in, and it felt like the beginning of the end. And then this year, what a great, bright start at 12-3, and we all thought, okay, you know, you got Clay out, and you got this new injection, and this Melton guy is pretty fun, and, you know, you got a bunch of veterans, and they're humming, they're cooking with gas, and then injury, flat spot, drought, Kuminga gets hurt, and you go on that long, slow decline, and Buddy can't make another basket. And so it felt like this year was going to be resigned to, you know, another disappointing year. And then you got Jimmy Butler, and it has kind of injected life into the fan base.
Let's go to Kevin in Oakland. Kevin, thanks for calling. What you doing?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Really good,
you know what
Kevin.
I'm fascinated with? Yeah, I'm fascinated with the romanticism of Steph Curry. If you think about it, right, Steph Curry almost took Davidson to the final eight, and you couldn't name one player on Davidson. And even at 36 or 37, we still romanticize that he can still do it. And you know what? I actually believe it. He has Kuminga. So check this out. Kuminga, Butler, I mean, if you take him in a four-game series against Shai Gilgeous Alexander and the Oklahoma City Thunder, okay, the probability is small, but there's a probability because you have Steph Curry. It's just interesting how fans think, and I guess I can put myself in that category.
Well, Kevin, I think that it's kind of hard not to. To be honest with you, and great to hear from you, Kevin. Thank you so much. It's kind of hard not to for multiple reasons. The romanticism of it is difficult to avoid, first and foremost, just because of who he is and what he's achieved. But that doesn't make it rational. Want to know what makes it rational? What makes it rational is, A, he just did it in the Olympics. Even if it was a tiny little sample, he just did it in the Olympics with his peers and still looked like the big dog of basketball, even at age 37. And then what I also think gives it credibility is, and we've referenced this so many times, but the way Steve Kerr talked about it, which is we just want to give him that at bat. And then you go from there. And even if it ends up looking exactly like 2023 did, I think Warrior fans would walk away from that, I don't want to say fulfilled, but definitely not unfulfilled. And what I'm referencing, by the way, is work your way into the playoffs. They got the sixth seed. You get game seven Steph up in Sacramento. You win a series. And then you are highly competitive in the following series, even in a loss, in losing in the Western Conference semifinals. If this season ends up that way, I don't think people are going to walk away mad. And man, yeah, it's hard not to get caught up in that still at least being a possibility.
Yeah, it is a possibility, and I do wonder how it ends, because I remember being a little bit mad that it happened the way it did against the Lakers, where Lonnie Walker IV was the guy who took you apart. And you know, it's a series that was really mostly winnable, and yet you didn't win it, and it was the Lakers who knocked you out. So I know a lot of it is contextual, but you're right on the surface. If you go into a series and you're the 7, the 8, the 6, whatever it is, you're going to be slight underdogs, and if you win that series, we all are going to have a couple more weeks to dream about maybe this is the road to winning the 5th, and you go up against Denver or OKC or whoever knocks you out. That would be different for me than if it was the Lakers again who knocked you out.
888-957-9570. Yeah, the fact that it was the Lakers didn't help.
No.
We'll keep taking your phone calls on this, so keep them coming. We also want to, as always, we have been, remind you that the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest is on. Someone is going to get travel and accommodations for four. That means you plus three guests, you're going to Vegas. And when you get there, you get $20,000. You get $20,000. To get a free flight and a free stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, which is Las Vegas's premium sports viewing destination, And you get to go to the big March Hoops party at Stadium Swim, which is fantastic if you haven't seen it. The ultimate viewing experience for the first two rounds of the College Basketball Championship. Winning is very easy to do. You just download the app, you log in, and then you listen. And every day that you listen at least 1 hour, you get entered for that day. So you can keep getting more and more entries. Download the Odyssey app, log in, listen for at least an hour each day, and you might be headed to Vegas in March with $20,000. We're also sponsored by Ceramani Ford. Head down to Ceramani Ford to lease a 2024 Mustang Mach-E Select or 2024 Ford Lightning and receive the Ford Power Promise that includes standard home installation of a Ford charge station located right off 280 in Coleman Daly City. Ceramani Ford, your San Francisco EV dealer. More of your calls next on Willard and Dibs.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Your butt was never that big. You gotta go south.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
We made it. I'm so excited we made it.
To what?
Oh.
Whew. We made it through the sports desert, is what you're talking about?
Exactly right.
We made it through the rain and 3 days of no sports to talk about. We made it through the rain. Hey, tip your waitress, Barry Manilow. No?
You're officially becoming like my dad, which is that when you have an opportunity to start singing things a cappella that are based on what somebody just said to you, you take it.
Especially when it's 50 years old.
Yeah.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Make my mom.
I bet NC State plus 25 and a half. All right.
It would just drive her nuts. She like you just say something, and then he starts singing it, and then she just looks at you and goes, I don't know what we're going to do.
Tom!
I don't know what we're going to do. I can't live with this for the rest of my life.
But
she has.
And here
can
we
you
are.
Help me fix my phone?
Here we are, and they're both in their 80s. And, I mean, I guess that's the thing is... And I will never have this opportunity, nor will you. And I can't wait till your upcoming nuptials with you and the lovely Christy. But
July.
Odds are that you won't have 55 years of marriage. I mean, I hope you do.
It's not looking great.
Because your parents have been married for...
Oh, God. They were married in 66.
So that
so
would
do
be...
do the math. 34 plus 25.
59
in June.
So 59 years.
Yeah,
so you get to that point, and even if your mom like woke up one day and she looked at Tom and Tom looked at Ellen and they're like, you know what? I about had it with you. And she goes, you know what?
I'm
had it with you. That's it. Mark, can you help me with my Bumble?
Well, I mean, yeah, at this
Mark,
point,
what is Tinder?
I mean, at this point, they're just holding each other up.
Like, it's a wrap.
You broke up. Who the hell's going to hold you up?
Seriously.
Like, what are you going to do?
If you broke up, it's probably because you physically broke up.
It would take them 7 years just to move out.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, how would they do it? It's not doable anymore.
That's my point.
They're going to the finish line.
You get to that tipping point where it's like, you look at your spouse, it's like, you know what? I've about had it. And it's like, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Not a damn thing.
Yeah.
Pass the remote.
Just wanted to let you know I've had it.
That's right.
All right. What's for dinner?
Seriously. I didn't mean to bring it to that level.
No,
but.
I'm just excited because, look, I'm excited because everybody gets to like whatever they like. But for me, it's really based on kind of 3.5 things. It's based on the NFL,
yep,
the NBA, Major League Baseball, and when I feel like watching golf. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
That's
and for that, it's like majors, or if you happen to have a moment on the couch, it's like, oh, I'll watch that.
There's other stuff. Yeah, like I dig March Madness. I like soccer. I still... Soccer, to me, feels almost like when Game of Thrones had been out for 4 seasons, and someone's like, you should watch this. And I'm like, I'll like it, but this is too much energy for me to catch up on 4 seasons.
That's a great take, actually.
Like, I love watching soccer, but if you tell me, all right, I'm going to sit down and explain to you how all these different leagues work, who you should root for, relegation sensation.
That's a buck.
The EPL versus the this, that, the other.
The UCL. The UCL's hot this
whatever.
Week.
Whatever. Like, it's too much.
Epic 2 days of UCL soccer.
Which you get it? It feels like...
This might be your finest hour in terms of takes, because...
I love the game.
You put on Game of Thrones, and it's like, ooh, those two, they're hot and heavy for each other. They're brother and sister. Wait, what?
Yeah, like, you missed season 2.
Dude, you missed season 1, episode 1.
I don't have time to go do any more assignments. I graduated college.
Right.
I literally don't ever want to take a test or read another book ever again. That's me. I just want to sit down, watch a game. That's it.
This is maybe your finest hour.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about the Super Bowl halftime show where I watched it once, Kendrick Lamar and company, and I thought, yeah, I didn't think that it was great. And then you go on the internet, and it's like the symbolism and this and that. Watch it again. And so I watched it again, knowing what everyone told me to look for. And I watched it, and I looked for it. And I'm like, you know what? This was actually a lot cooler than I thought. But then I stepped back, and I thought, you know what? When it comes to a thing like the halftime show, I don't want to have to work. I don't want to have to work hard to like understand what's going on. Last year, Usher came out in roller skates, and it's like, whoa, he's on roller skates. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And he played the songs that I know, and this year, same thing. He played the songs that I know. I enjoyed it, but I didn't really understand all of the things that he was doing because, A, I'm not that smart, and B, I didn't do my homework.
Right.
I don't want to have to do homework.
Don't wanna think.
So your soccer take is wonderful. Like, Lucas and Grandy and I are all watching Man City spit up all over themselves earlier today, and you're like, it's soccer.
I don't know. Like, you, Mbappe, does he play for 8 different teams? That's what it feels like. It feels like, right, oh, he got sold to this team over here in a different league. Like, well, that's not how we do it.
The game of the day, Willard, was PSV Eindhoven. And Juve.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Thing. That's the other thing. It would take me the first 6 months just to learn how to...
They had to go to extra time. Played an extra 30 minutes
one. It was on in here. Mbappe had a beautiful goal.
That's a different game.
Yeah,
that's
whatever. Game. Well, how many games did he play today?
He played just the one.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
There's a banger from an American in that game, too, Tim Weah.
Bang! Mike Breen on the call.
Incredible.
In a loss.
Yeah.
PSV different than PSG.
No, I like
and to... And PS3.
I like to watch soccer like a dumb American that's cruising around the Champs-Élysées. Like, I'm just here, and I'll look at it. It's like when you go to a museum in France. This is what everybody, I watch people do this, and then I did it myself. You're just cruising around, you're looking at stuff, you got no clue what you're looking at. but you got to act like you do.
Is that a Monet or a Manet?
Someone will come over. Like, explain this to me. Actually, we did it last weekend. Do you ever go wine tasting?
Yeah.
You ever do this?
Okay. Yes.
My favorite.
I feel like
thing.
Such a poser.
No. I just want to drink the wine. But for some reason, the culture of wine tasting is that the server needs to come over to you and tell you how this bottle started in 1882 and it went to this vineyard, and then we had one vineyard, and then it turned into four vineyards, and then the four vineyards, when it was born by a guy named Tim, and Tim, he had kids, and what he wanted to do is he wanted to explain to them, and then the four vineyards became, the next thing you know, this server is talking to me for 18 minutes, and I haven't taken a sip yet.
Oh, God.
I just want a piece of salami, a little cheese, and let me drink.
Pipe down,
drink.
Pierre.
Drink.
Exactly. I stepped on the drop.
I'm not going to walk out of here with the story memorized. I just want to be dumb and watch the game.
And that's how you are with sports.
That's it.
And I'm with you. And, like, I really want to understand cricket, for example. And I want to watch cricket and understand it, but I don't get it. I get the way, you know, the bowler's got to, like, not bend his elbow, and he hucks it, and the one guy hits it, and if it hits the sticks, then it's an automatic out and the rest of it. But I don't get it, why one guy gets to bat for 4 hours. So.
I have never understood. And then they'll hit it the wrong way.
Oh, yeah,
and then
it counts.
They're like, yeah. I'm like, what happened? You fouled that off,
there
bro.
Is no foul ball.
Like, yeah.
And you don't have to run either.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
It's like Montessori baseball. Like, you hit a four-hopper to short. Nope. I don't want to run. I don't have to run. I get to bat again.
This is where I like to laugh at us, because I don't want to learn anything anymore.
No, I mean, welcome to your 50s.
Again. This is like younger, hey kids, if you want to know why old people, if you want to know why they subscribe to 700 different streaming services and still have cable in a newspaper, it's because the idea of figuring that out in order to save $19.99 a month, nope. You might as well tell them to sit down and read the encyclopedia.
Right.
It sounds awful. I don't want to know how YouTube TV can save me $4.99 a month. I just
want to push the button on this remote that I know and have my shows come up.
Just want to watch a game.
I'm with you.
And tonight, in an hour, there's a game.
Oh, there's already a game. There's games all over the place.
I know, but I don't watch those games.
Yeah.
Those are your games.
I don't either, unless I'm live betting NC State plus 25.5.
How's Quinnipiac doing tonight? They doing all right?
They're off tonight. They play tomorrow.
All right. Who do they play?
I'll have to get back to you. Marist.
Tell me what the number is. I might be interested.
I love it.
Depends on how much I win or lose tonight, though, as the Lakers take on the Charlotte Hornets.
Shout out, Underdog.
We got a huge Warrior show tomorrow.
I can't wait.
Huge. Okay, Steve Kerr's on the show. Bob Fitzgerald's on the show. Chris Broussard is on the show.
Hang in there.
Dan Dibley is on the show. I'm on the show. We're all going to be on the show. Grandy and Lucas will probably chime in. They're on the show. It's a big Warrior show tomorrow as we get ready for the stretch run.
Let's do this.
God, we made it. Grandy, what the hell are you about to do? What are you doing on the show here coming up?
We got Best of the Game coming up. We're going to hear Steiny and Guru, Steiny essentially, explaining why the Warriors' title hopes are stupid. That's coming up.
Yeah, there's a sale. There's a tease. Hey, Warrior
Guru
fans.
Guru trying his best to fight him.
So
stay
good.
Tuned for your dreams to be squashed.
Steiny was my favorite today because he wanted to be a dreamer yesterday, and it lasted one day. He went to sleep. He woke up. He hated himself, and he came in, and he just pooped all over the Warriors.
Wow. And then after that, we'll hear the thrill. Will the thrill.
Will the thrill Clark. Yeah. He was awesome. The noosh. All right, here comes Grandy, everybody. That's what's coming up in the game, and it's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. You want to do it again tomorrow?
Definitely.
Okay, we're doing it tomorrow. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. That's all you got.